As Jesus is traveling through Samaria, he meets 10 lepers who ask for his mercy, and he gives it to them. As the picture so well shows, one of those, a Samaritan, comes back to give thanks. You'll remember the other time we have heard of a Samaritan in the gospel is the Good Samaritan, the one who stops and understands that this person who has been robbed and left in a ditch to die is Christ, and he helps him. He's a model for us. Jesus tries to signify that these strangers, these foreigners, these people from another land and another religion desire God as much as the Jewish people do. So the one Samaritan comes back to give thanks because he realizes he has been healed. Now this is important. How has he been healed? He has received the mercy of God. And mercy changes us. Mercy is not pity. Mercy is that humility that allows us to understand where we stand before God. That it is God who is the giver of all good things, and we are the receiver. We don't stand as equals. We get on our knees in thankfulness for what God has done for us. So the Samaritan understands this, that he has received a gift of healing. And he expresses his gratitude for that healing by going back to Jesus. We speak about this during the Mass when we have a prayer that says, "You have no need of our praise, yet our desire to thank you is itself your gift." See, we like to believe that God needs what we have to offer, but it's not true. God is God. But when we choose to truly let God be in our lives and we become grateful people, we enter a new kind of relationship, a relationship that makes us different. You'll notice in the picture, the other lepers are running along happily on their way to the temple to have it announced that they've been cleansed. But the Samaritan comes back. Now this is big. The others who receive the mercy of God are happy for themselves. They're happy they've been healed. The Samaritan comes because he has done the will of God, and he's happy for God. We like to pretend that if God makes us happy and we get the things we want, we have real gratitude. That isn't gratitude. That's just an exchange. We think God gives us something, we say thank you. If God didn't give us anything, we'd say, why should I say thank you? That's not gratitude. Gratitude is that spirit of the heart which says to us, we understand that God loves us and is with us and wants us to be happy. And when we learn to live out of that context where we desire to do the will of the Father, not our will, not what makes us happy, that's a big change. Many of us were taught to say thank you if we got something. This man knows how to say thank you because what he received, the healing received, isn't tangible. We say it's the healing of the leprosy, but it's more than that. He now has a relationship with God, and we walking through our lives are asked if we want a healing relationship with God that changes our hearts so we become truly grateful for living the will of God, for doing as God wants. We say during the Mass, let us give thanks to the Lord. True thanks. True thanksgiving is not you've pleased me, God. It's I please you by the way I live. And that changes us dramatically. It makes the life we live much different. We go from always begging and wanting and feeling empty and needing and thinking God has to give us things to where we understand you have no need of our praise, yet our desire to thank you is itself your gift. And we come with gratitude in our hearts because gratitude changes us. It doesn't change God. It isn't a return to God. It's a recognition that God has given to us. What a great gift this lesson is to us, that we can truly learn what gratitude is, why we come to this Mass to give thanks to the Lord for His blessing, for His healing, for His mercy, for who He desires to be, the loving Father in our lives. Let us truly take the prayers we offer and mean them from our hearts. And let us understand we return to the Lord to give thanks with grateful hearts because we have been changed and healed, and we know we now live His will in our lives.